Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, at TCO Studios at Winter Park. Thanks for submitting all your questions. The Vikings offseason rolls on, and so does our work here at the Pick 6. So, let's get right to it. Question number one comes from John in Nebraska. Is there any way that Bradford can improve his mobility and for us to work some more rollout plays into the offensive system? Sure, I certainly think that's an option. We saw Sam Bradford unveil some of his mobility in some runs late in the season, and we've seen quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Kirk Cousins challenge our defense by using mobility in the passing game. But at the end of the day, remember, quarterbacks make their money inside the pocket. Look at the quarterbacks still playing in the playoffs right now. Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, they are best when they are in the pocket. And Aaron Rodgers, even with all his mobility, is good in the pocket as well. Quarterbacks make their money throwing from the pocket. Our next question comes from Mike. What is the biggest need for us to be able to finish drives in the red zone? Good question here by Mike. It's something the Vikings will focus on this offseason, I'm sure, as much as Coach Zimmer talks about it. Here's one way to do it. Improve the running game. If you look at the top 10 red zone teams in the NFL this year, half of them are in the top 10 in rushing offense as well. The Vikings will look to improve their running game this offseason, and I think that will help them in the red zone. The next question comes from Steve. Was there a regular Vikings starter that didn't miss a game this year? Yeah, there were 9 Vikings starters who played in all 16 games. Kudos to Brian Robinson, who was one of those guys and who was in his 10th NFL season. Starting all 16 games in your 10th season, good job, B-Rob. In fact, B-Rob has never played in fewer than 15 games in a season. So that guy is an Iron Man. There were 8 other Vikings who played in 16 games who weren't regular starters but were regular contributors. And Sam Bradford, everyone said he couldn't stay healthy. Well, Sam played in all 15 games the team asked him to play in. So good job by Sam as well. Alec in St. Michael, Minnesota has the next question. Do you foresee our beloved Purple potentially pursuing a defensive tackle via free agency or the draft? Well, we all know the Vikings defensive line is one of the best defensive lines in the NFL, but why not make a strong group even stronger? I like this idea by Alec. Yeah, it will not surprise me to see the Vikings add a defensive tackle over the course of the offseason, and it might be a young player too. Look at the defensive line coaches, Andre Patterson and Robert Rodriguez, and the work they have done with some young players, namely Shamar Stephen and Daniil Hunter. Those two guys have really developed well under the Vikings coach's tutelage. So why not give those guys another young player to mold? I see it happening. Ian from Strasburg, Virginia asks, what players are you looking at more for improvement in 2017? Mine would be Mackenzie Alexander, Laquon Treadwell, and Trey Waynes. The Vikings have been set with veterans at cornerback the last few seasons. Terrence Newman, Captain Munnerlin, and Xavier Rhodes have all played well, but Captain and Terrence could be free agents on March 9th, so that could open the door for both Mackenzie Alexander and Trey Waynes to step it up and make some great improvements. I think those two guys can do that. The third guy, Laquon Treadwell, was a first-round pick this year and didn't produce to the level a lot of people expect from first-round picks, but I think he can start doing that in year two. He'll have a better grasp of the offense, and a lot of times wide receivers need a year or two to get going. Our final question comes from Olu. Can the Vikings build the offensive line through free agency and the draft? Yeah, those are two great ways to do it, and I expect the Vikings to use both of those avenues to add talent and depth to the offensive line. But the third way to do it that we never talk about is developing your own players. Look at guys like Nick Easton and TJ Clemmings and Jeremiah Searles. Those are young players who can still develop and become better players. Will they be starters? We don't know, but at least they can be depth guys and reserves. That's an important part of the offseason process as well, developing your own players. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week with more answers to your questions, so send them in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and you can be in next week's edition of the Pick 6. See you next time.